About creating awareness of obesity and overweight and why it's so unhealthy. So what are the health consequences? How can you even recognize overweight and obesity? A lot of people don't know when they are obese, for example, when they have overweight. What is the difference exactly in our body? And what are the consequences, basically short-term and also long-term, on their health? There are a lot of health consequences when people are obese. For example, they have higher chance of developing cardiovascular disease, diabetes, for example, but also mental health, like depression, anxiety. So physical and mental health, actually, it's affected by obesity. Absolutely. So basically, from research, we know that if a child is overweight or obese, they have an 80% chance, or 80% chance of also being overweight or obese in adulthood. And I also explained that the amount of fat cells that we actually create during our childhood, they until 20, they stick with us basically for the rest of our lives. So if you before 20 years old, you are obese, you create a lot more fat cells compared to somebody who has a normal weight until they're 20 years old. Also, what I explained, it's very important, of course, to eat healthy, to exercise more. But also one thing is really what we see these days more and more is the stress that we live with. And also just, you know, with all the social media, with doing anything the whole day, basically we fill up our days, we don't have any time to relax anymore and to recharge. That is actually a very important thing as well, and sleep as well. And those four actually go hand in hand. So if you eat healthier, for example, and if you want to exercise more, and then you feel like, okay, I need to eat healthy because I just exercise, and if you exercise more, you sleep better, and exercise also reduces your stress. So all those four things go hand in hand. And that's actually a very good question. That's actually the biggest difference between, for example, overweight and obesity. So actually, when we eat something, our stomach is full and it gives like a text message to the brain, like, I'm full. However, with people who are obese, so who have a lot of overweight, they don't get the text message anymore. So therefore, that's the explanation why they keep eating and eating and they don't feel full. And of course, they eat more compared to somebody who has a normal weight. So yeah, their obesity stays, or they get bigger and bigger.